Okay, I'm going to talk about a lot of different stuff today. Don't even have a title for the episode. I've gotten a decent chunk of emails from different people, and I've been talking with them about a lot of topics. So I just want to speak about some of that stuff and then about what's going on in the market in general right now, and we'll see where it goes. So the first thing is people are worried about selling too soon, and you happen to be in something that the Reddit group is in, and it goes up 5x after you get out. And there's a sense of injustice, and what could have been doesn't feels like your losses are max pain and your winners are excuse me, I'm gonna be clearing my throat a lot. I got some allergies or something right now. Your losers are max pain, and then all of a sudden your winner is not as good as it should have been, and it pisses you off. It's hard to take. It's doesn't feel right, and it creates a lot of emotions. And there's no easy answer for that. I mean, no one likes that. Some people are activated by it more than others. It definitely activates me as well. Pulls up a lot of emotions that are not comfortable. And the answer to that stuff, I mean, there's a couple answers. The tactical answer is to just get really curious with those feelings and to sit and not react to those feelings. Don't put on dumb trades after. Take a 2 minute time to focus on your breath and just let that pass. That's the tactical answer. The bigger perspective answer, the better answer, I think, in some ways, it's not better, it's just different, is to look at what's really going on here and understand that this is a euphoric, crazy market. And a lot of times you're probably lucky that it even went up that much. And you're thinking you're going to maximize something that is not really normal and almost impossible to maximize unless you're using a trailing stop. You wouldn't have gotten taken out at any time. But what's your strategy even? I mean, your strategy might be to give stuff a ton of room, and then that means you're going to give it more room on the downside. So right now that looks great because the upside's working, but then a lot of it's either coming back against you, or when the market isn't going your way, it's just going to be bigger losers. If you're more skeptical because you have more experience, you're getting out way too early and you can't believe it's going this far. So you just follow the price action, whatever your strategy is, and you do the best you can, and you learn from each trade, and you say, how can I do it a little better? And you just keep adapting on the fly by learning, and you understand it's not easy to pick this perfectly, and some weird stuff's going on right now. If you're new to the market, this is not normal. If you've been around like I have for quite a while, then your experience sometimes even hurts you, taking advantage of it less than you might have liked to, because you've seen a lot of this, and you're a little more skeptical and quick to get out when things go too far, and things like that pop up. So I would just say kind of have the right perspective on it and just keep learning and give yourself some grace and don't freak out about it. And just know that everyone's going through the same stuff with that, not just you. The second point I want to talk about is just conflicting voices going on. Somebody brought this up in an email about, there's all these different things you can do. And sometimes I do one, I jump to the next, and I don't know where to stick. And I'm also just, having a lot of different thoughts going on at once. And to me, the answer to that can be made pretty clear if you just think about who do you want to be? Like what's the essence of what you want to become in this game? A lot of people right now are in here for fast money and they want to all of a sudden be a trader, and it just sounds like it's fun to do and it's exciting and you want to be trading during the day or whatever you're doing. And you don't really have a plan of who you want to be. And that's fine if you're just getting into it. Maybe it's stoking your interest. This is me in 1999 and 2000. And I got into it for real. Some people are, excuse me, are into that situation. Other people are not. So, but the bigger answer to this question about these conflicting voices is who are you? Meaning, who do you want to be? For me, I'll give you an example of my story because then it may be easier for you to figure out your situation. I day traded for a long time. And I still will when it's busy, busy meaning March and April or Fed day or whatever. But day in and day out, I don't do it anymore because I don't want to. I don't want to. That's not the life I want to live anymore. It's not that it's wrong or right or anything. It's just that I have a second kid coming. I've put a lot of hours in behind that screen, and it's just not where I'm at right now. So unless it's busy, I'm moving towards something that's a little bit longer holding frames. So I have strategies that are geared that way, things that I've learned that work. And it took me a long time to figure out what didn't work and what could work. So I found, and you keep just moving that way and finding different people and different things that you connect with. And just through the whole process of mistakes and learning and knowing who you are and where you want to go, you start ending up on a strategy. You find some stuff that you want to do. And of course, what you used to do is part of that, and your natural strengths are part of that. But you start understanding where that's going to be. It's kind of like an athlete training for a longer run who has been doing shorter runs. the diet might be a little different, the training's different, right? The recovery's different, and you start you, instead of freaking out about the short race you could have won because you have that skill set potentially, you have to say, well, I'm developing a new skill set, and right now I'm investing in loss, which is a little painful, but I'm going to move that direction. So when you get conflicting voices, remember what you're trying to be. If you know what you're trying to go for, you just calm down, take some breaths, and settle back in and invest in who you want to be. Invest in the part-time, situation that works with your job, or the amount small account that you have, and how you need to hit bigger winners, and you need to be more thematic, and that's just what you have to do right now, or whatever it is. And you have to invest in something that's going to work for you and that you want to do. And it's easy to get pulled into all these gimmicks, but resist the gimmicks and go towards that, and the conflicting stuff goes away. And it when it comes back, and it will, you have to just keep reminding yourself, write down what you're trying to do in here, who you want to become. Another thing is I'm seeing a lot of just political fear-mongering stuff, end of the world shit, and the police state to the socialist state, and everyone moving to Asia, and the dollar going to zero, and violence coming, and kidnappings, and there's a lot of that crap going on right now, going around. And it doesn't matter if you think it's going to happen or not. Predictions are kind of for people who don't want to make money or don't care about perfecting their craft, because no one knows what's going to happen. We can always adapt when it starts happening. We'll find things to do, but that creates a bad mental state for yourself, puts you in fear, and divides you from other people, and doesn't really matter if you're right or wrong. Like, we're all humans, and it just pulls out the animal in us to think that way. And I just think it's not productive. And there's just so much of that right now going on. And it's interesting. The reason I bring this up is because the market's rallying like crazy, but yet there's more of that than ever, which is really interesting. You think it would be excitement and optimism, but it's not. So that's interesting. Think about that for a second. Like, you wonder why we keep rallying when everyone's stuck on the sidelines, worried about the end of the world, which we'll see. In 200 years, no one's going to remember any of us anyway. So no one will remember the leadership or anything that's happening. So to some extent, we're just here to have, these spiritual experiences or whatever we think we're here to do, and then move forward. And this worrying about all this stuff is not helping our trading at all. So what's the point? It's fun intellectual conversation, I suppose, but that's all it is. It's just interesting that it's happening more than ever right now. So it's a thought, a data point. The last thing is exercise is so important, because they've proven that exercise, high intensity exercise, and everyone's heard this, but it really sinks in, because I'm getting coaching right now. I'm thinking about this. It has the same effect as psychotherapy on the brain. It really, or performance coaching, whatever. I mean, psychotherapy sounds kind of creepy, but just doing better what you're doing. It used to be a sign of weakness, right? To do that. You're weak if you suck it up and be strong. If you have a mental problem, you're weak, as long as you're physically strong. Now we're realizing that that's total crap. And people who seek out mental training are smart, and that's stuff that's real, and we all go through it. So exercise rewires you. It changes your state, changes your experience, changes your brain chemistry, and makes you more resilient. Like, people who have a lot of physical exercise in their life, or are competitors, are mentally stronger physiologically because of them having to go through that stress and relax and respond cycle over and over. It's basically what we're trying to do in here. If you're always stressed all the time, you break down. So it's like you work out, you lift weights really hard, you feel the burn, and then you recharge and you come back stronger. It's the same thing with the mind. That's why we have to take time off when the market's really getting to us, or it's too busy. We can't just go forever. Even though everyone wants to brag about being a junkie and how they love it, no one loves it more than a lot of us on here, myself included, who do it nonstop, who just love playing the game. And it's a life's work, but at the same time, it's not going to be good for us financially or emotionally, mentally, if we don't take a break to relax and recoup. So those are the things that I'm just thinking about right now. And I don't talk a lot on here about I bought here and got out here, because it's so personal. I mean, maybe at some point, I don't even know how that makes sense, but I don't want to give trades or have people pissed off because my trade didn't work out. It might not work out, then I might quickly decide to do something else that I can't communicate. Just more important, I think, to understand how to grow and develop your own way. And, understanding how a market generally works. But there's other people who can help teach that. I think for me, the big thing is just understanding yourself and doing things that put you in a good state of mind. Just the simple thing that really helps me is enter in mild times, exit in wild times. And when it's narrow and quiet and no one cares about it, but there's a good theme or a good idea or whatever, that's when I like to get in. And when it's crazy and manic and wild and extended, that's when I like to get out. I don't want to be entering at times like that. Like, that simple old advice has helped me a lot to keep me from picking knives and falling in bottoms and things like that, and just waiting for the action to kind of calm down and stabilize a little bit. Because a lot of times when I do catch something aggressively at a good spot when it's going down, it does come back and it retests that spot. And the second entry is usually better than the first entry. Like, the retest usually shakes people out and it's a better trade. So those are little things that you pick up and learn that make it easier to have your execution be better. But none of that matters. That's rational thinking. That doesn't matter when you're in a bad mental and emotional state because you're not exercising or you're jumping between strategies. So once you train yourself to not do that and go, then the other stuff seems to fall into place a little bit more. It's funny that 99% of people and services are talking about how to buy and sell, but this is the stuff that actually matters, in my opinion, because if you don't have this right, how the hell are you going to be executing something when your head's screwed up? Like, when you go into an emotion, it's like that don't send the email when you're really upset kind of a thing. Well, go ahead and try to trade that way. It's not going to work. So it just keeps going and going in circles. It's like, this will never end. Like, this work will never end. It's always important. It always needs to be checked up. It's a constant battle. You're always training and refining this, like you're exercising your body. This is the work that never stops. It doesn't have to be an exhausting thought either. It can be a good thing. It's just kind of part of what you have to do.